Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. This week I'd like to give you an update on the Rosebush dog and the trailer story in response to several requests for that information. The Rosebush is doing fine, even better. The bittersweet that I fell over the hillside to pack has been subdued, or at least the tree that it was wrapped around is showing leaves, so it isn't dead yet. As far as the dog and the trailer goes, and I must move away from BB and Ollie playing so you can hear this. The mystery remained, but somebody appeared every day to give food and water to the dog. And even though I was, I admit, curious, some would say nosy, but I will just say curious about what was going on and what had caused people to disappear, I was also expecting some books as well as some plants and other things I had ordered in the mail, so I knew that on any given day I could have a visit from the local oracle. Now, for those of you who live in cities or suburban areas where no such thing exists, let me say that the local oracle is also known as the mail lady. If I order something or if somebody sends me something that is too big to fit in the mailbox, she comes up to the house. She's a great person as well as an avid animal lover, so I knew between that and being the letter carrier, she would have the scoop if anyone would. And sure enough, this past week she came up to the house and informed me that the people had in fact moved out sometime when I wasn't paying attention. However, what I knew and what she didn't know is that someone was coming to feed and water the dog every day. She had thought that the dog was abandoned. She had been stopping every day and leaving bones and treats and other goodies for him. She also said that she had called the animal control officer who had notified the owners, and the owners said that in the process of moving to a new home and clearing some land, they had decided to leave the dog there. Whether this is a story or not, I don't know, but they did say that the dog would be out of there this weekend. This got me thinking about dogs and dreams, and the old woman who lived in a shoe, who had so many children, she didn't know what to do. Were there times when that old woman was so overwhelmed by the responsibility and the unpredictability and the uncontrollability of all those kids and her circumstances that she would just dream of a day when she could be all by herself with nothing to do? And I wondered if that's what that dog's been dreaming. He's been so quiet. Last weekend, I went down to prune out some dead wood in a big lilac bush by my mailbox. And in the past, had I done that, he would have been barking and lunging on the end of his rope constantly the whole time I was there. This time when I did it, he just sat there and watched me for a while, then curled up in the sun and went to sleep. And so here he is. It's been a month. With no protective responsibilities, with food from not only his owners, but also more food and treats from the mail lady. Was that like a vacation to him? Was that like finding himself on an island where he had nothing to do but relax? I think sometimes we don't realize that our dogs, our pets, are forced by circumstance to serve as service animals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year after year, without any vacation. Some people may drive down this road, and those who even know that the dog is there might think, poor dog, all by himself. Nobody cares about him. But just maybe, maybe when they're alone, our dogs and our cats, and whether they're chained to the doghouse or not, are thinking, ah, at last I can relax. At last I can get some sleep. For a lot of people, it'll be good news when his owners come and take him to rejoin the family, and he has to go back to work taking care of them yet again. If that happens, will he dream? Will he dream about this time when he was all alone, content to do what he wanted, not having to bark at every little sound, not having all of that responsibility, all that unpredictability, and so very, very little control? Will he think back to this time when he could sleep, when he could dream, when treats magically appeared, when there was nothing more exciting in his life than the mail lady and me benignly watching over him?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.